Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, Hour 2, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Jordan Schultz filling in for J-Mac, who's back on Monday. Caleb Williams, you heard it, Schrager said it, has met twice with Chicago Bears brass. Once in L.A. at a hipster spot, once in Chicago at kind of a burb steak place. Hit it out of the park both times, not surprised, I imagine.
Not at all. I think there's a misconception about Caleb Williams, Colin. You talked about earlier. He's charismatic. He cares. And not only that, he's such a creative guy. And sometimes when you're creative and different, you can be mislabeled as a malcontent, someone that's tough to deal with. That's not the case at all with Caleb Williams. And I spoke at length with Cliff Kingsbury, who was with him all year in SC. And he says he's a great kid, and he is misunderstood.
Yeah, I mean, when it could be Angel Reese, it's Caleb Williams. 24 hours in a day, you get a snapshot of trash talking, and it's like, she's not cool. That lacks class. Guys trash talk, and it's part of the game. I go to NBA games. I'm going to one Friday. There'll be a trash talker. Guys can do it. Women can do it. Doesn't define who you are. You jump into the crowd, Caleb Williams, to hug your mom. Get emotional. Doesn't define who you are. If you took the average person, look how stupid our politicians look, and they're adults. 40, 50, 60-year-old. They're misstepped. They're stepping in it constantly, saying ridiculous stuff. Like, don't define somebody, especially a young person, because of a moment at a game in competition. Tom Brady's screaming at coaches during games. Peyton Manning's barking at Jeff Saturday. Angel Reese can complain to Caitlin Clark or get in her face. It's competition. Has anybody out there sweat before? That's competition. It's what you do. You talk. You're building up your hubris and your confidence. So, Caleb, the times I've met Caleb, I think he's great. I don't know Angel Reese. But, you know, it's amazing that we take these snapshots of 21-year-old people and go, that's who she is. That's it. You don't see her at home. You don't see her with friends. You don't see her at practice. You don't know if she's coachable. Well, there she is. I mean, you can judge me. I've got notes here. I've been doing this a long time. Make a judgment of me, but a snapshot of an athlete who's 21, collegiate, you're not getting anything. You don't see him in class. You don't see him in film study. You don't see, they could be the best teammate. They could be, you don't see him on the plane. Somebody, I've seen young people on a plane. Somebody's a nervous flyer. They come over, hold their hand. You don't know what Angel Reese is all about. You don't know what Caleb Williams is all about. Now, there are people that make, you know, Johnny Manziel gave us 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 different opportunities to go, I don't love that judgment. That's different than a snapshot of somebody jumping into the crowd to meet a parent. By the way, LeBron James was talking about this. I think it's interesting. He has a podcast with J.J. Redick, a couple of smart guys, and they were talking about this during the podcast. LeBron likes, he can tell very early if a young player is going to be successful in the NBA.
Coaches and veterans being able to get on them. And there's no snickering. There's no back talk. They almost look like just keep on coming with it because I want to see if how much I can. Mm-hmm. I want to see how much. Just keep on. Keep on because I'm absorbing everything.
I have said
that's when you know, yeah. Like, oh, he's going to be in this league for a long time.
Most great players want to be coached hard. By the way, I've said this about college football and the culture of it. Every kid that signed up for Nick Saban was going to get screamed at for 4 years. They all knew it. Everybody that signed up for Harbaugh was going to be hard coached. Like, our football culture, high school coaches, college coaches, NFL coaches, they bark. Our basketball culture is different. AAU feels different. But the European model, young guys playing against older guys. You got to beat out older guys. That's why I'm a big fan of college basketball. You go to UConn, you got to beat out an NBA guy who's a junior. And I think that, you know, that hardens a player, makes him more used to heavy coaching. Draymond Green, why can he take the hard coaching? Tom Izzo. That's why Steph Curry barked. Steph Curry and Draymond have been at each other multiple times for 10 years. He had Tom Izzo. I think it matters. Nick Nurse, coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, only coach to ever win an NBA title and a G League championship, is now joining us live. You know, LeBron does talk about that, Nick. And that's not to say that AAU doesn't have a space. But I do. If you look at that Warriors dynasty and that Spurs dynasty, you know, Parker's playing overseas. Manu's playing. They're playing against the older guys. Tim Duncan, 4 years of college. Steph College. Clay College. Draymond. You've been in the G League. Is there value in that European college model that maybe we don't appreciate sometimes as they transition to the pros?
Well, I think what you're talking about, Colin, is culture. You know, the word everybody uses is culture. And I think that the seriousness of learning, seriousness of wanting to get better. I know you had Coach Hurley on the other day, and you know he talked about, you know, you come here, we're going to be demanding, and you got to know it before we get you. And I think they picked the right guys, and I think that's what culture is.
Yeah, you know, so when Embiid is gone, your other players have to play without him. But you all know we're a better team with Embiid. So what was the transition like knowing, guys, I want you to grow, but we got the big fella coming back and we're going to change. Did you experiment more with a Maxi? Did you do other things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a couple things. I think a lot of the team was put together as role or pieces to play around Embiid. And then obviously when he's not there, they've got to step outside those roles. That's okay, and we needed them to do that. I think the biggest thing that I hope we've learned, and I think we have, is the compete level. Like, raising the compete level up, and we had to fight like heck to just be able, every night we went out there, we had to fight like heck just to be in these games. And I think that our defense has gotten better, our effort has, our attention to detail has, with a lot of those guys, and some of them have made some progress in those areas, and that should help us.
Now, you got Heat, Grizzlies, Spurs, Pistons, Magic, Nets. You don't have a lot left, and I was saying, I think I said yesterday on the show, I think it takes 12 to 15 games for a big to get back in shape. I'm just spitballing here. I don't know. It feels like in the NFL, they always say you need 3 exhibition games to get that metal and the calluses. Is Embiid going to be in playoff shape by the time it comes around? Can he get there?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think if you're thinking about it positively, you're hoping he gets there, and then you're going to say he's probably the freshest he's ever been going into playoffs ever, really. So he conditions quick, and he gets rhythm quick, too. Like, it's pretty interesting to watch him when he's coming back from this stuff. So, you know, right now we just want to get him out there. We've played one game, little close to 30 minutes. And let's just see how we can keep progressing and go from there.
You know, I said the other day, nobody can stop Jokic, Embiid, or Giannis, so why not draft Zach Edey? Give somebody else a try. I mean, Draymond Green will acknowledge, I can't stop Jokic, I can't do anything. You coached Edey on Team Canada. Coach, there's got to be a space for him. Size matters, right?
Well, I love him, Colin, first of all. I had him, I almost... He was 18 years old, and we were in our first training camp, and we needed some of our young kids there, and we had about four or five of them, and we couldn't our guys didn't know what to do with them. We couldn't stop them. Right? I'm like, forget this kid going to play in the under 18 world championship. Let's take him with our team. We didn't do that year, but I said, listen, this guy's got to be part of our program. Like he's certainly a problem. And you know what else? He's super competitive, Colin. He really super hard worker. He's out there every day working. He's out there every day playing. Like there's a lot to like about this guy for sure.
Yeah. You know, Caitlin Clark's fascinating, and I know you're a proud Iowan. And hey, everybody I know from Iowa is proud. Anybody that's gone to the University of Iowa is proud, and you should be. You're Hawkeyes, you should be. But you know, everybody was banging on Kim Mulkey the other day. And I said, folks, you understand everybody tried to stop Kobe and Jordan and LeBron forever. Gretzky, the great ones see the trap coming before it's there. I mean, Steph and Draymond doing that two-man game, they've been lobbing that thing. Nobody stops it. If you could just trap Steph and get him out of the ball, everybody would do it. And I watched Caitlin Clark, and you're a basketball coach. Can you defend her at that level? To me, she's just too perceptive. She's too intuitive to trap. That's my takeaway. What do you make of her as a talent?
Yeah, so first of all, I was at the game the other night. Man, am I glad I went to that. That was really like, as an being there live was really something to see, and I had to do it. I hadn't been able to get there, and I was close enough there in Albany the other night, and that was really something to see. Listen, I agree with you. She really has some get rid of it early vision. I think her passing is the most fun thing for me to watch. I think she's leading people to baskets.
Yeah.
And they aren't even going there. So, like, she's sending them there because of the pass. And she really has the kind of escape dribble to get away and create the space she needs, you know, like some other great players that we know in the NBA do. But yeah, it was something to see. And hopefully they got a couple more to try to win. But really amazing to watch that whole program. I'm so happy for Coach Bluder and everybody there.
Yeah. Let's finally, the NBA playoffs are coming up, and I've been saying this about OKC. I know they're good, but outside of the bubble year, which I always felt all the married guys and the guys with kids were struggling with it because they were away from their family for six, and the young guys loved it. They go play video games, they play basketball. The bubble, the young teams kind of beat up on some of the old teams. But in the playoffs in my life, Nick, mostly the veterans who have been in NBA weight rooms for years, they manipulate refs. There's just something about age. You've got a team which got some years on it now. Do you use that as an advantage if you face a younger team in the East, that those playoff games, that medal? There's a certain, you know, these guys have been in a pro weight room, pro nutrition for years. Do you use that in the playoffs?
Well, I think that experience always matters, especially in the playoffs. I mean, LeBron just said it, like the playoffs is a whole nother thing. The prep, playing the same team over and over, the toughness, the grind that you have to go through. Like it, and I've heard somebody say it's almost another sport, you know, that once the playoffs start. So the guys that have been through it, the guys that can physically handle the grind of it, they can mentally handle all the prep and all the adjustments and the changes and stuff's happening out there fast sometimes, the adjustments. Certainly, you know, the guys that have been through it should have an advantage.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to the Knicks-Bulls Friday in Chicago. Nick, if you need me to do some scouting, I am always at your disposal, and you know that, Nick. I'm a loyal guy. If you need me, I'll send you any notes you need on that. Okay? You okay with that?
Yeah, okay. I will take anything I can get. Come on. Hey, listen. You are almost a coach. I know how you talk about coaches a lot. I listen a lot. You know I listen all the time. So you got your coaching. You're more of a GM, but you know coaches.
Yeah, I'd rather do the firing than be fired, but my owner would probably fire me because I talk too much. Nick Nurse, Sixers, easy guy to root for. Good seeing you, Coach.
All right. See you, Colin.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you bet. So I've been saying this. The Philadelphia team, to me, is more dangerous than Milwaukee. To me, because I think it fits better. He said it. When they got Embiid, you know, they've been trying to figure out Harden, Simmons, Maxey. And Maxey's the one that fits with him. And Tobias Harris. They've been trying. So now he comes back. We don't know if Dame, like Bam and Butler now, we all acknowledge that works. You didn't know it 3 years ago. Stuff doesn't, I mean, they almost got, you know, Tyler Hero worked, then he had a bad year, then he worked. Boston works, we know that. Kyrie and Luka now. It didn't work initially. Now it works. Paul George, Kawhi can work. AD and LeBron worked, then it didn't feel like AD was committed. Now it works again. So they're, to me, the most dangerous team outside of Boston. And if I was Philadelphia and I'm going up against Boston and I'm a massive underdog, that is maybe just the juice Philadelphia needs to extend that series and possibly beat them. I don't think anybody can beat Boston. I watched the Celtics last night hammer a good Thunder team. Porzingis was money last night. There you go.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This was a story yesterday that was at The Athletic. Andrew Marchand, the NFL is working with college presidents to form a super league in college football. So I've been saying for years, privatize college football. Just take it away from universities. School presidents are over their skis. Athletic directors can't handle it. It's just, you know, bring in venture capitalists, the NFL, TV networks. Let's get adults in the room and business people. It's too big of a business. They don't have a schedule maker. They don't have a CEO. It's what killed boxing. The product was good. The organizational skills were awful. College football is a disorganized mess. The product is fantastic, but it's every man for themselves. So in my opinion, Fox, NBC, ESPN should step in with the aid, financial aid, or guidance of the NFL, some venture capitalists, take college football over, unionize the workforce, pay the players, and so you're going to avoid all these landmines and lawsuits, which are going to bankrupt the NCAA. The NCAA is toothless now. It's dead. So in the end, a story came out that the NFL is working with school presidents. I called a couple of executives in my business. They're not sure if it's just this iteration is going to work or it's a negotiation to eventually get players a union, more money. Whatever it is, we are on our way to doing what should have been done years ago, which is organizing a $1 billion a year business with grown-ups. School presidents are not equipped to deal with this. Athletic directors can't do it. They don't have the budgets. Football pays for everything. So I don't care. Apparently, this Super League would have 8 10-team divisions. The winners all go to a 16-team playoffs and then some at-large teams. I don't know if this is going to work perfectly, but it's time. The NCAA now, it looks like school presidents are acknowledging, white flag, we give up. We can't do anything. NIL, transfer portal, we're just chasing stuff down a hill now. So for that, I like it. I don't know if some Super League is going to happen. I got some pushback on that this morning from people inside the sport, inside networks. Here's Jordan with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Colin, let's start in the NFL. We are officially 3 weeks away from the draft. Michael Penix Jr. has been visiting with teams this week. I've been told he's already met with Denver. He has the Raiders today. He has upcoming visits with the Falcons and Commanders. And I was also told by multiple sources, Colin, that Penix had a private workout in Seattle with the Vikings, who flew out their entire staff, including the GM Kwesi, the head coach KOC. You've talked about Minnesota being a dream landing spot. How about for Michael Penix?
What I'm finding out with Penix, I talked to somebody last night in the league. You either really like him or you don't. So if Sean Payton, now maybe he's bluffing, but I don't necessarily think that is a good fit. There are other people that think his ability to throw the ball down the field, if you have multiple receivers that can separate, you know, there'd be Mike McDaniel may look at him and think, oh, that works for me because my quarterback doesn't throw a great deep ball. Tua has limitations. So there are offenses and coaches who like this. It was highly effective against everybody the last 2 years in college football, not named Michigan, but Michigan beat everybody. So there's definitely a divided room on him, but I think everybody agrees with this. Really good athlete. He can move much better than people think, and a beautiful deep ball thrower, which I think you can teach underneath stuff. You're not going to teach Tua to be bigger and stronger. So, but there, it's a divided room on him. There are some that really like him. An executive told me last night, and there are some that are just don't think he's a first round player.
Wow. So divided. You're either all in or all out.
Like Jaden Daniels, everybody likes him. It's just the fit. Like Jaden Daniels, I talked to the same executive, and that executive said, everybody likes him to a degree. Everybody likes Caleb. You know, they may be turned off by this or that. Nobody says, yeah, he couldn't do that. He can do everything. Jaden Daniels is somebody else that can move a little like Lamar and throws a pretty ball, and he's tall, a little spindly, but tall. So everybody likes Jaden Daniels. It's just some don't need him, or it's not, they don't think he's quite ready and would need certain pieces around him. Penix is, depends
I'm in.
On...
You know I'm in.
Yeah.
I like Daniels too, but I think Penix is special. I think Penix gets the ball out in a way that's just different.
Yeah.
I think he spins it, and I think he has the best arm, pure arm, yeah, in the draft. Sticking with the NFL, Justin Herbert is entering his first season with new head coach Jim Harbaugh and OC Greg Roman. Harbaugh's teams have always been known for their physicality, and new Chargers tight end Hayden Hurst talked about his expectation for Herbert in this offense.
He's deadly. I mean, you give him a run game, and he's going to be able to throw it all over the place. I think that's the one thing, you know, outside looking in, that's one thing he hasn't had, is just a consistent run game. I mean, man, we all see what he can do through the air. I mean, you pair up a run game with that, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for this place.
Colin, here's what's interesting, too, is Greg Roman coached
Lamar Jackson pretty well in Baltimore, but the last season wasn't great 2 years ago. They ended up going with Todd Monken. Justin Herbert is one of the most talented players in the NFL. This offense could be deadly, but it could take some time.
I mean, they don't have a center. They need two more receivers. They need to get an. They got a back. They need another back. So the elements are in place. If they hit on about four, if you told me they hit on two receivers, a center, a defensive tackle, and a corner, and yet like they, and by the way, they're going to try to accumulate 10 to 11, 12 picks. Then I would say they're going to win a lot of games. They'll be a 9-10 win team next year. But my guess is generally, I mean, Houston's kind of the exception. It generally takes in a slight rebuild. This is a, it's not a rebuild, it's a reboot. Slight. They're going to have to hit on draft picks. The good news is Harbaugh should ace the draft. I mean, 90% of the guys they'll draft in the first three rounds, he recruited or played against or played for him. So they just have to hit. They have two fours. I think they want to move down and get two ones, two twos. If they can, they'll be good this year because they'll solve. It's a great year for some of the things they need.
I totally agree with you, and here's why. I had another GM tell me last night, look who their GM is now, Joe Ortiz from Baltimore. What does Baltimore do better than anyone and more than anyone? They trade back. So to your point, the Chargers can accumulate a lot of picks and probably hit pretty early and be competitive this year. Quickly, what's a good season for the Chargers? Playoffs, 8 wins?
10 is a good season. I think 11's realistic.
Okay, that'd be really good. Now to the other NFL team right here in Los Angeles. Cooper Kupp's early season hamstring injury helped pave the way for Puka Nacua to have a historic rookie season. On a recent podcast, Nacua said that the duo, him and Kupp, have been working out together this offseason and that Kupp is, quote, on a revenge tour. Is this the best wide receiver 1-2 punch in the NFL?
No, but it's really close. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, I'd take. It's good. And I, you know, again, would Puka be this good without McVay and Stafford? Like, he's good, but I think a lot of this is, this is something I've talked about with a friend of mine, John Middlecoff, NFL scout. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this. If you're a general manager and you have an offensive coach, an Andy Reid, a Shanahan, you can't make everything work. I mean, John Lynch has missed on a couple of third-round running backs. Not everything works. But it for job preservation, basically every running back they have drafted kind of feels like McVay gets the most out of them. He's done a great job, McVay has done, with offensive linemen, tight ends, quarterback play, running backs. Wide receiver's been a little hit and miss, but very few busts since he's been there. Allen Robinson didn't work at all. But, you know, my take is with the Rams, just give McVay a lot of draft picks. He kind of figures stuff out. And, you know, Shanahan's career, he elevates every quarterback. I would draft a quarterback almost every year if I ran the 49ers. I would draft a quarterback. They all work with Kyle. Running backs, tight ends, almost all work with McVay. I mean, it's Williams, the kid from Notre Dame, I think was a
fourth, fifth round
guy. And there were times last year, you're like, is he the second, third best running back in the league? I mean, if there's four running backs a team in a roster, and there's 120 running backs active in the NFL, and he's the third best, and he was a fourth rounder, some of that's just McVay.
Yeah, quick story on Puka Nacua. So Trent McDuffie, the dominant young corner in Kansas City, already a superstar, told me that when Nacua was at Washington with him, this is 3 years ago during his pro day, he said, I'm telling you, there's a kid at BYU, not that fast, not that big, he's going to be a big-time NFL wide receiver. That was Trent McDuffie at his pro day telling me about Puka Nacua. Because I said, Trent, you're going to be a star in the NFL. Everyone knows it. Who's the best receiver you've seen? And he said, there's this kid, Nacua, and he couldn't stop talking about him. And now we saw it. So Puka Nacua is just getting started.
Yeah.
Finally, Colin, this is a fun one. Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight is just... Well, it's fascinating. The 57-year-old Mike Tyson is boxing against YouTuber Jake Paul in July. In an interview this week, Tyson discussed the fight and his upcoming opponent.
Oh, I hear this.
This is called an exhibition. But if you look up exhibition, you will not see any of the laws that we're fighting under. This is a fight. I don't think he's faster than me. I've seen a YouTube of him at 16 doing weird dances. That's not the guy I'm going to be fighting. This guy's going to come. He's going to try to hurt me, which I'm accustomed to, and he's going to be greatly mistaken.
I had the great fortune out of college. I was very lucky. I got a job in Las Vegas, worked for a baseball team that ended up getting a TV job. And it was the rise of Mike Tyson. So I went to a lot of top-ranked gym, Johnny Toko's gym in Vegas. I went to a lot of Tyson. When he had Dustin Motto in really good training and coaching in his corner, I thought he was going to be the greatest fighter of all time, maybe second to Ali. But, you know, things went sideways, and Don King, and he got a little used, and, you know, his personal life. It was a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's hard to explain what Tyson was like if you saw him in Las Vegas. He was bigger than Tom Cruise. I saw Tom Cruise in public at the Barbary Coast one time, and people left him alone. It's a restaurant. You saw Tyson at a restaurant. It was insane. And so I think it was just a kind of life that would have been, a lot of people would have gone off the rails. But I'll say this about great athletes. Brett Favre, to the very end, could sling it.
Sure.
Could sling it. Kobe's last game, he got 60. You're not asking Mike Tyson to go on a tour. You know, you two at 75 years old, guys, can you perform one show on Christmas? They'd be great. Isn't the Who still touring?
The Who's still doing it, absolutely.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson for a fight for four rounds, I want no part of.
I mean, I'm just looking at the odds. Jake Paul's minus 360. So that's a massive favorite. Tyson's plus 300. There's a 30-year age gap. I'll tell you this about Jake Paul. Like him, love him, hate him. To get in the ring, the same ring as Mike Tyson, who looks like he's in phenomenal shape, that's impressive. I don't care who you talk to. But it's crazy to do.
Now, Jake is 6'5".
I think he's 6'3".
Okay, he's got a reach
big
advantage.
Big reach, Tyson's 5'9".
So everybody, Larry Holmes had a reach advantage.
Sure.
I don't know. I can't get it out of my head. Like, the fact that Paul's the big favorite, to me, it's
30-year age gap, 27-57, that's why.
I watched George Foreman, 25 years older, I think, than some of the fighters. It didn't matter. I mean, George Foreman is known for two things.
Big punches.
His grill, the George Foreman grill, and the comeback. His comeback, it felt bigger. I mean, he lost to Ali and Zaire. That was a huge fight. But his comeback felt bigger than his career and then the George Foreman grill. But during the comeback, he was fighting like kids and knocking them out.
How much
does age matter if I'm asked to fight you for three rounds and land two punches?
How much do I have to pay you, Colin, to get in the same ring as Mike Tyson?
I would never. I'm not a skydive guy. I've got no interest in that.
No interest.
Like none, zero.
You're not going cage diving with great white sharks.
No, not ever going to happen.
All right.
Lived a nice life. Want to keep continuing to live. Jordan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible, so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring football is back.
It's the best of the best going head to head in the birth of the UFL.
Let's ball out, baby!
Y'all ready? Oh, ball is out. Game-changing hit. Oh, he's got a man downfield. Touchdown.
All about the offense now.
The shift. The pick.
Zigging and zagging into the end zone.
This is the UFL. Lost it down.
Yes! 64-yard try.
Goal!
A star is born in the UFL.
Sunday on Fox, it's week two of the United Football League as the Houston Roughnecks take on the DC Defenders. Spring just got stronger. The hard-hitting action continues Sunday at 4 Eastern on Fox.
You know, it's interesting. The ratings for that, they were getting over, I was told, a million persons watching, which for a brand new league,
that's big.
That's like an NBA regular season game. And I was talking to a friend about this. I said, if you look at the power and the influence of iPhones in America, it is affecting TV ratings. And here's what I mean. Is that one of the reasons streaming, everybody's on streaming, is it's very easy to access from your phone. I watch almost everything streaming on my phone when I'm traveling. I'll watch like 3 Netflix shows. And it's more consistent than getting a TV to work on a plane. Mine's always out of order and doesn't work. And by the way, many airlines are taking TVs out. So your iPad, your phone. And I was talking about sports with a buddy. I said, if you look at what is working in ratings. So obviously, Caitlin Clark, big ratings. NFL, big ratings. College football, big ratings. World Cup, big ratings. Big UFC 300 in Vegas next weekend. Massive numbers. What's happening because of the iPhone? It's the unintended benefit or consequences of a great invention. And I told a friend, I said, what isn't working in America, because we're all distracted by our phones, what is working is big events and urgency. College football up, NFL up, World Cup up, UFC crushing, March Madness crushing. Now, a lot of that's Caitlin Clark, but the men's March Madness and men's college basketball has like one star, Zach Edey. It's not that talented. And their numbers are good because it's special. To get us off our phones, you've got to present special. Hockey regular season ratings, flat forever or going down. Baseball regular season ratings. ESPN announced recently they don't want to go into, they're tired of baseball. NBA regular season numbers, up, down, flat. They've lost a big audience for years. This is just my take, is that the phone has changed it. You have to create special. By the way, Fox did a good job of creating special in baseball when that game in Iowa.
The Field of Dreams game.
What gets ratings in baseball? The Home Run Derby, an event. The baseball game in Iowa. The All-Star game, an event. The World Series can get a rating, an event. We are so distracted, even with streaming. If you look at streaming numbers, people leave streaming big chunks during the football season. They're distracted. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll get to the streaming when football ends. Me and my buddies are all like, now for the next 5 months, all I do is watch streaming. And so when you look at March Madness, Caitlin Clark explains the women's growth. But the guys' games are getting numbers, and it's not a lot of household names. I mean, Zach Edey is kind of it. But the NC State game, Duke getting big, big numbers. So it's just interesting when people bang on the NBA. I think it's a problem when you have these long regular seasons. You have to, and I think Fox Sports went to baseball. This network did. I don't need to get into the weeds on this, but they basically said you're not creating special. You should always have Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants, as much as you can, weekend, or whoever Braves, Dodgers player, Yankees, Red Sox, get those on the weekend. Create special, all-star special, home run special. The NFL makes their draft special. It gets a rating. The NFL makes their combine feel special. Their free agency, the NFL moved it so it had more freedom, less competition to feel special. By the way, the NBA on Christmas always felt special. And the NFL said, no, we're going to muddy the waters. We're going to put NFL on Christmas. People have a choice, right?
Yeah.
So you want to feel special because the iPhone is so distracting that if you're just mundane, you're talking about, you need casuals in any business. You got to have you can't just be like Beyonce is going to do some country music and she got some album out. I haven't heard it yet, but it's like she's going to bring in casuals. So it'll probably work. You don't have to be a diehard country western fan. I haven't heard it yet. I just read about it this morning. But that's kind of my take on what is happening in our world. The UFL numbers, from what I heard, were good. And I'm like, well, yeah, but there's only like 8-10 games. So if you want to watch it, you got to watch it now. By the way, the Celtics, I watched this game last night. I'm traveling today, so I went to bed early. I watched the Celtics. Porzingis was great. They beat the Thunder by 35 points. What is interesting about Boston is that, and I think they're really great teams, they don't have a ring yet. So once teams like the Warriors got a ring and the Spurs and Shaq and Kobe, once they get the trophy, the regular season just means less. It's human nature. Shaq and Kobe before but then all of a sudden, like the Spurs with Duncan weren't a number one seed. And so the Celtics are the classic example of they're good enough to win a title, but they don't have the trophy yet. And they are just flying through the regular season. It's Derrick Rose's Bulls. Oh, the regular, every game felt like it mattered. Then once you got a trophy, you pick your spots. Boston's not picking much spots right now. They're just clobbering people. What is interesting, the Lakers are the best clutch team in the NBA. Clutch time games, they're 23-9. So Lakers are another team that picks their spots. Now, right now, they have to win games because they got some momentum they need. Boston doesn't for the playoffs. But it's interesting about that is basketball, to me, has always been a unique sport where you can kind of flip a switch. UConn last year was fourth in the Big East and flew through the tournament. UConn this year had some close games in the Big East. They are flying through the tournament. They flip a switch. And so I don't necessarily look at the Denver Nuggets. I don't care what their seeding is. I don't really care what the Lakers' seeding is. And frankly, I don't care what the Celtics' seeding is. I think what Boston is the classic, really good NBA team without a ring. If Boston won the title this year, I guarantee you their margin of victory would go down next year, their point differential would go down, and their record would go down because they would rest people. So Denver's in that space a little bit where you got Oklahoma City charging and Minnesota was charging. Denver's got the trophy. Denver wants to make sure Jokic is rested. Gordon's got his legs for playing defense. Jamal Murray is healthy. So as I watched Boston last night, I'm like, what's fascinating about them is they have as many losses as they do. They have as many 20-point wins against the East as they do losses all year against the East. They have just blown through the East. Can't beat Denver, 1-1 against the Lakers. So my question is, if they blow through the playoffs, as they've blown through the East, what's it going to be like when they get in 5-6 close games with Denver or the Lakers? Because the Lakers have been on fire since January. They were 9th in the West in January. They've won 8 of 9, 8 of 10. They're still 9th. Because it's the West. You're just in more close games. So, I mean, the Lakers are 11 games above 500. They're still not separating. I mean, they'll get into the play-in game, and I think they're built for the, I think they're very much built for a singular game with LeBron's age. But Jaylen Brown on hitting the 60 win mark as they head to the postseason.
It's an honor. It's a blessing to be on a 60 win team. It's a lot of hard work that went into that, especially after coming up short last season. Responding, coming back, and not skipping any steps. So I think we're on track. 60 wins, when the playoffs start, is back to square one.
I think Philadelphia is interesting with Boston. They won't beat them, but it's interesting. I'm not sure if Milwaukee is. I can see some athleticism and length with Philly matching up against Boston. I think Boston in the West would be in several 5- and 6-game series. Maybe a 7-gamer with Denver Lakers. I kind of think they're going to fly through it. In fact, I think Philadelphia is the one team that I think could give problems.
Jaylen Brown got paid over $300 million. Everyone said, this is crazy.
He's had a better year.
I would argue that he's not better than Jason Tatum, but you could say he's more important because he guards everyone. His handle's gotten better. He makes big shots.
He's also very aggressive. There are times you watch them play that he's almost demanding the ball more than Tatum.
But and that's where I was going to go, is I do give Tatum credit because he's comfortable enough in his own skin to defer to Jaylen Brown some nights in some big possessions. Yeah. And that's the beauty of that one, too.
Yeah, there's only two absolute truths when it comes to duos in the East. Bam and Butler works.
Sure.
Brown and Butler works. I like Maxey and Embiid, but at this point, I'm not sure if Embiid's going to be in great shape for the playoffs. I think Dame and Giannis are individually great, but I got to see him in the playoffs. Like, this is one thing about the NBA. And again, it's just part of it. In baseball, if a pitcher's going out, he didn't want to get shelled. You get his best effort. If a batter's going to the plate, he's got bonuses. He doesn't want to get embarrassed. So in baseball, the dynamic between pitcher and hitter, guys don't mail it in. In hockey, you can't mail it in. You have to have your head in a swivel. You'll get hurt. In football, it's one game a week. You can't mail it in. You get into basketball, and the sport, these guys are so gifted, you understand why the playoffs feel different. I'm not just defending the NBA, but baseball, nobody goes to the plate thinking, I want to look like an idiot. Mm. You got money tied to that at bat. Pitchers, ERAs, again, every batter counts. So nobody's mailing it in baseball. And you can't in hockey or football. But in basketball, it's hammy's a little sore tonight. Like, if you're the Celtics or a top team, you just want to be rested for the postseason. But what I love about playoff basketball, in college basketball, you get a truer effort every game. Regular season, March Madness. Sure. Playoff basketball looks different. It is a different sport. It looks different. Guys are way more physical. The refs, seeing that, back off on the whistle. That's why it benefits older, stronger players. The young guys don't get the whistle. The older, stronger players do in April, May, and June.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.